I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
55 past the hour on a Pick and Save Football Friday. It's Steve Sparky Fiber with you. Time for a Milwaukee Sports Timeout. Time to talk about Green Bay and New England with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee. Otto'sWineAndSpirits.com. Ryan, let's talk about this matchup with the New England Patriots. I look at this Green Bay Packers team and think this should be a win regardless if Mac Jones plays or not. How do you view it?
I think you're exactly right. And the good thing for the Packers is, regardless of Mac Jones plays or not, they're going to basically play the same type of quarterback. I mean, it's not like they're going from a Lamar Jackson to a Brian Hoyer, who's the backup, in case you didn't know, for the New England Patriots and likely to start Sunday. I mean, Mac Jones and Brian Hoyer, basically the same type of guy. I mean, Mac Jones is the starter for a reason from an execution standpoint. There's more talent there, but they're stylistically and schematically the same type of quarterback. So from a preparation standpoint for this Packers defense, which just, you know, held Tom Brady to 12 points at home, it's definitely, it makes it easier, more efficient to be preparing for the same type of guy. By the way, the best thing going for this Packers defense is that neither one is Tom Brady.
Correct. Yes, I would agree with you on that. I had a chance to talk with Greg Bedard, obviously, back in the day in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now running the Boston Sports Journal website out in New England. And we were talking about that wide receiver crew. You know, everybody rips on the Bears wide receiving crew. People had questions about the Packers wide receiving crew. But that New England wide receiver group is not doing any favors, I don't think, for whoever is playing quarterback for the Patriots at this point. So if you are going to miss Jaire Alexander this week with that groin injury, I think the Packers still should be fine.
There's no question about that. It did, you know, open up pretty well for in terms of timing on the schedule. Now, Jaire Alexander did practice on Wednesday, and we'll see if he practices the next day. But, you know, two things kind of from Tampa kind of gave the impression that it wasn't a severe type groin injury. One, he stayed on the field a couple plays after he felt it, and he felt it play one. It wasn't until play seven. Then he stayed on the sideline the entire rest of the game. It's not like he had to go back and you know, take care of it. He was on the sideline. And two, in the locker room after, he was kind of lounging and hanging out. So usually if you've got a guy who's got a severe injury, you don't see him in the locker room after. You don't see him staying on the sideline. He was in good spirits. He was able to practice Wednesday. Doesn't mean he's going to play this week for the reason that you said. I mean, if it's close, why put him out there against this group of Patriots receivers? But I do think that you're seeing Jaire Alexander return sooner than later, barring any setback.
Before the season started, I remember having a conversation with Gary and Leroy about Devondre Campbell. And I said, you know, he played well last year, but was that his year? Or is this really who Devondre Campbell is? Can he come back and put together another season like he did last year? Devondre Campbell came up and made a couple of big plays in this last game.
Yeah, I think you've seen some rust from him, from, you know, Quay Walker, the inside linebackers. This defense didn't play in the preseason, so it's taken a little bit of time for them to round into form. And, you know, as good as they played against the Bears, they gave up 120 some yards to David Montgomery. There's been some rust of not playing in the preseason to shake off, but you've seen him get better each and every week. And what's the one thing Devondre Campbell has done since he arrived? And that's make big plays. And that's the thing that was so revolutionary for Packers inside linebacker, because going back years and years and years, you didn't have a Packers inside linebacker that make big plays in big moments, but that's been Devondre Campbell's thing. And obviously he saved the huge play with the game on the line, and the anticipation that you know he recognized as soon as the Bucs went into two stack on the right side. He knew the formation that was coming before the snap. He knew he had to get to a spot, and he got to that spot and was able to knock away Tom Brady's pass for the back corner of the end zone, which, by the way, I should say, Darnell Savage was in position to make the play on Justin Gage, Russell Gage, if not for Darnell Savage, not for Devondre Campbell. So this Packers defense playing awfully well, and Devondre Campbell's right in the middle of that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. What about on the offensive side of the ball for this Packers? See, the Patriots still are not a bad defense. They're still going to present some challenges probably for this Packers offense. Are we assuming that Bakhtiari and Nash Nyman are going to rotate again? I know neither one of those guys really wanted to do it. It ended up turning out just fine for the Green Bay Packers. I think they allowed each allowed one quarterback pressure, which is good. Do we think the rotation continues?
I got to be honest with you. I have no idea. This thing has become so convoluted.
Yeah.
It's the most complicated thing that you can imagine. So I gave up trying to predict what was going to happen with David Bakhtiari a long time ago. I mean, it did seem, we knew that he wasn't going to play the first 2 weeks. We knew that week three was the possible start date, and then he was able to play, and it seemed that after having two straight practices at the end of last week that he was trending that way, and in fact, he did play. And then we get word as soon as the game starts that it's going to be a left tackle rotation, which we've never seen before. Neither David Bakhtiari or Yosh Nyman's ever done before. Matt LaFleur said that he went back to his very earliest days as an NFL coach, as an offensive assistant with the Houston Texans over a decade ago to pull this idea from. It's revolutionary and it's radical, but is it going to continue? I have no idea, Sparky. We'll just have to wait and see.
You know, that's the other thing, too, right? So when Bakhtiari is able to actually go and play, you know, drive to drive, and he's going to play the whole game at left tackle, when we get to that point, is it, do you think, something where, all right, we want to keep Yosh on the field and we're going to move him to right tackle and slide Jenkins back into guard? Or is this Yosh goes to the bench and is essentially the swing backup tackle?
It depends on how Yosh Nyman can play right tackle, which we just haven't seen. And the way it is now, it's basically the same position as left tackle. It used to be you had your really athletic pass-blocking left tackle, your really big, rugged, run-blocking right tackle.
Right.
But defenses have really good pass rushers on both sides of their formation now. So you've got to be a hold-up in pass pro on both the left and the right spot. So, you know, for Yosh Nyman, it's really just flipping his technique. Everything, all of his physical movements at right tackle are opposite of what they'd be at left tackle. So that requires a lot of muscle memory, which he just hasn't had, because 10 starts and 750 snaps in the past year, they've all been at left tackle. So that's a big question. But if he is able to play right tackle, Elgton Jenkins is good at all spots, and we know that. He's only been a Pro Bowler at guard. So you have a right tackle, put him in the guard where he's a Pro Bowler. You've got two good pass blockers at the tackle spots. There's some value there. It's either that, or you've got one of the best backup left tackles in the league, which is a nice luxury, but I think that you want a guy who's a starting caliber tackle and a good pass blocker to be on the field.
What about Romeo Doubs? Is all of this excitement warranted from the Packer fan base about Romeo Doubs? Now, Matt LaFleur, you know, can't keep the name Davante Adams out of his mouth, and nor can seemingly anybody else when they talk about Romeo Doubs at this point. And it's borderline driving me nuts, because it just puts, in my mind, and I know LaFleur's not trying to do this, but it puts a certain type of pressure, I think, on Dobbs' head when you start comparing him to, you know, the best receiver in football, or one of the best receivers in football. He had a great game. He's looked really good in preseason. He's had his drops, obviously, as did Devontae early in his career. How do you look at Romeo Doubs right now, early on?
Well, he's passed every challenge that he's needed to pass so far, from, you know, coming in as a rookie to his first training camp and making plays from day one, to the point where it was very clear that, you know, because a fourth-round rookie at receiver, it's not guaranteed you make a roster spot. It's likely, but it's not guaranteed. And it became a lock, a no-brainer immediately, to a guy that, okay, he could have a chance to be part of this offense. And you know, he's going to get an opportunity, to getting that opportunity and making plays with it. I mean, Matt LaFleur said, you know, was asked after the game, what was the difference? How did the light bulb go on for this kind of breakout for Romeo Doubs in Tampa? And he said the only difference was opportunities. And he's right, because Romeo Doubs had one target and caught one pass against the Chicago Bears, and it was a 20-yard kind of screen on 2nd and 28, which was the type of play that screamed for more targets and more opportunity. And then he goes to Tampa and he catches everything thrown his way. 8 targets, 8 catches, 73 yards. And that's who he's been. I mean, when he's got an opportunity, when he's got a chance to make plays, he's made plays. Will he make mistakes? Absolutely. But the Davante Adams thing, it's interesting, because when he was a couple weeks into camp, I went back and I talked to a lot of his former coaches, and there was a former coach who didn't, you know, make the Davante Adams connection in his head at all. But the way that he stylistically described Romeo Doubs' game, you know, he was not a speed burner. The big knock on him coming out of college was his 40 time, just like Davante Adams. Davante Adams wasn't a 4.3 guy.
Right.
Romeo Doubs is a guy that can get his feet in the ground, has got a tremendous release package, and is really good in those intermediate route tree, and is natural at creating separation against DBs. It just, everything you hear about him, it's similar stylistically to Davante Adams. Doesn't mean he's going to be the same player, but the way he plays the game at receiver is very similar to how Davante Adams played the game at receiver.
In a weird way, does the Sammy Watkins injury actually maybe help this Packers offense develop maybe a little bit more with him not being on the field, because Doubs gets his opportunities? If Watson can get back on the field, he'll get his opportunities. And we finally saw Robert Tonyan really get an amount of targets that I think is satisfactory what might be expected now going forward from Aaron Rodgers in that last game.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it was just coincidence that Romeo Doubs' targets went up when Sammy Watkins and Christian Watson went out, because, you know, again, the play he made against the Bears, it was going to warrant more targets anyway. But it certainly, when you've got two guys that get targets, not there, there's more targets to go around. He's just a guy that they're going to have to run this passing game through. From a talent standpoint, him and Christian Watson are the two most talented receivers that they have. Alan Lazard is the familiarity, the security blanket, and he's an important part of this offense for that reason. I mean, he's got 2 touchdowns in 2 games. His only other catch was a 3rd down conversion against Tampa. When Aaron Rodgers needs something at a big moment, he's looking for Alan Lazard. He's looking for Robert Tonyan, too, to your point. The players, the receivers that he is familiar with, he's going to in big moments. But the more and more that they play together, the more and more that he's going to get comfortable and confident and familiar with Romeo Doubs. And him and Christian Watson, they've got to continue developing, because they are the talent in this receiving core.
All right, Ryan Wood, prediction time. What you got? Packers, Patriots coming up on Sunday.
Oh, I've got the Packers. You know, I just don't see how this Packers defense is going to give up much at all at home. If they're holding, I get that Tom Brady didn't have his best receivers, but these Patriots receivers aren't much better, if at all better. If you want to hold Tom Brady to 12 points at home, I don't see how you give it up more than 10 points to the Patriots on your own soil.
I agree with you. There he is, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him, of course, on Twitter as well, at By Ryan Wood. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, take care, Sparky. Anytime.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood. And, of course, every time we have a Green Bay guy on a Pick and Save Football Friday, it's brought to you by Otto's Wine and Spirits, with their 7 employee-owned locations serving the Milwaukee, OttosWineAndSpirits.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.